Hi, I'm Jane. I'm a naturopath, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about arthritis. The term arthritis is actually a term for a class of diseases. There's a few different types of arthritis, but basically it's a term that it's a condition that causes pain, swelling, and stiffness in the joints. So there's different types of arthritis. You've got osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis are the two main ones you might have heard of. But I'd like to focus on the osteoarthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis falls into the category of an autoimmune disease, and I'm going to do a different video talking specifically about autoimmune disease, so that will cover that in that video. So osteoarthritis is a degenerative condition. So it generally develops in our joints from overuse. So you often see joint deformity, especially in the fingers. You might see a lot of times people with deformed fingers. That is often due to osteoarthritic degeneration. So there's a couple of different causes and complicating factors. So from a naturopathic perspective, there are three main areas that we focus on. So leaky gut syndrome or intestinal permeability. This is a big factor and complicating issue in arthritis. Just a little point around that. A lot of times people are prescribed or do take and need to take NSAIDs or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So things like ibuprofen or Nurofen you might be referred to. So these are anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving drugs, but they also contribute to poor intestinal permeability, and they also reduce the blood flow to the joints, which can actually make the condition worse. So just making that point that it's something to be wary of. So at the very least, it can be naturopathic treatment can be supportive to reduce the side effects of using the medications that are often taken in arthritis. So the other cause from a naturopathic perspective is the accumulation of toxic materials in the joints. So naturopathy, we'd be looking at detoxification, obviously, cleansing, and those kind of things, liver support. And the third one is just generally arthritic conditions. There will be a state of systemic acidity. So focusing on an alkalizing diet, lots of greens, and lowering the acidic forming foods, so sugar and refined grains and caffeine and alcohol and a heavy meat diet are the kind of things that you might look at there. So some of the natural remedies that are used in arthritis, so your omega-3s, your fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, sardines, and trout. So you want to be having at least two serves of those per week. They have an anti-inflammatory effect because they're increasing your levels of omega-3 fatty acids. It's also high, they have a good content of vitamin D, which is helpful. The other nutrients that might be worth looking at is ginger. So either fresh, powdered, or dried, they'd all be helpful. So ginger is a great anti-inflammatory. It's also a circulatory stimulant, so increasing that blood flow to the joints, which is helpful to cleanse that toxic accumulation that I was talking about earlier. Another nutrient is tart cherry juice. So this is interesting because it's actually had research to show that it has been helpful in reducing the symptoms of arthritis. So obviously make sure that you get an unsweetened form so that you're not increasing the sugar. And all that you need to get the results that were shown in research is one serve of tart cherry juice per day. So some of the herbs that might be helpful, the analgesic and anti-inflammatory herbs like arnica, salix or willow bark, devil's claw, and California poppy. It's some of the common ones. Reducing joint degeneration. It's a herb called boswellia. Increasing the elimination through the kidneys. The herbs that we might look at is nettle leaf and celery seed. So nettle leaf tea is a really common tea to have. And also, as I said before, increasing the blood supply to the joints. So ginger and also cayenne. So obviously cayenne would be can have it in food, but tricky to have in a concentrated form, but you can actually put that on topically and it will help to bring blood flow to the joints in the area. So that's just a very quick naturopathic rundown of how we might look at and what you can do to help arthritis. Thank you.